After an expensive and hard-fought primary, Kathleen Falk supporters are looking ahead to November. Falk won what she described as a spirited race against Peg Lautenschlager, in which each questioned the other's integrity and ability. In her campaign, Lautenschlager tried to emphasize her achievements, despite being hindered by what she called the greatest mistake of her life.
You know, I wouldn't do anything differently other than the drunk driving arrest.
Falk's entry into the race deeply divided Democrats. Still, Falk appealed for supporters of the defeated incumbent to get behind her campaign in order to keep the office in the hands of Democrats. A Republican has not held office as Attorney General for 16 years, but former federal prosecutor J.B. Van Hollen is attempting that after winning the GOP primary. UW La Crosse political science professor Joe Heim says the November matchup features two distinct candidates.
The race coming up is going to be a classic in that Kathleen Falk is very clearly liberal and J.B. Van Hollen is very clearly conservative. I think you're going to see very clear differences between the two candidates as a result of that.
Falk hinted at possible campaign issues by pointing out Van Hollen's support for allowing concealed weapons in a state which has banned them for 130 years.
He's out of touch. He's against keeping our towns and communities safe from hidden deadly weapons.
Falk also noted that she and Van Hollen disagree on abortion. He has likened it to homicide. She supports a woman's right to choose. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.